This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has embarked on a two-nation visit to Japan and China last night. During his two-day visit to Japan, the Prime Minister today will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. This will be the Prime Minister Modi's eighth visit to Japan and the first summit with his counterpart Shigeru Ishiba. In the second leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will travel to China from 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. On the sidelines of the summit, the Prime Minister is expected to hold bilateral meetings with several leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interests and priorities and contribute to building fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security and sustainable development. In his departure statement ahead of embarking on his visit to Japan, Mr. Modi said that the focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady and significant progress over the past 11 years. Prime Minister Modi said that Japan, he will travel to China to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of President Xi Jinping. He said he looks forward to meeting President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel jointly inaugurated the pilot plant of first semiconductor outsourced assembly and testing facility of CG Semi Private Limited in Sanand near Ahmedabad. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vaishnav announced that the first Made in India semiconductor chip will be rolled out from this plant.
Pilot line is very important because pilot line may whatever production we do that will be used for qualifying to the customers, and once the chips are qualified then it becomes very important, very easy for the commercial plant to start production of those qualified products. This is a major milestone in our country's semiconductor journey.
The government has decided to extend the import duty exemption on cotton from 30th of September to 31st of December 2025. In a statement, Ministry of Finance has said that this decision has been taken to augment the availability of cotton for the Indian textile sector. Earlier, the government had temporarily exempted the import duty on cotton from 19th of August to 30th of September. The Delhi police has clarified that the recent Lieutenant Governor notification designating all police stations in the capital as locations for police personnel to give evidence and depose before courts via video conferencing will be implemented only after hearing all stakeholders. In a statement, the police said that the Union Home Minister Amit Shah will meet with the members of the bar to discuss the matter. France, Germany and the United Kingdom, known as the E3, have triggered a 30-day process to reimpose UN sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. The move starts a countdown at the UN Security Council. If no resolution is passed granting Iran sanctions relief, a snapback of previous sanctions will be automatically enforced. The 12th Men's Asia Hockey Cup 2025 will begin today at Rajgir in Bihar on National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of the hockey legend Major Dhyan Chand. The tournament will feature 8 top Asian nations: India, Japan, China, Kazakhstan, Malaysia, Korea, Bangladesh and Chinese Taipei. In shooting, India clinched a double gold in the men's 25-meter standard pistol events, both individual and team, at the 16th Asian Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan, yesterday. At the Commonwealth Weightlifting Championships, Ajaya Babu Valuri clinched a gold medal as Indian lifters continued their good performance in Ahmedabad. In the men's 79-kilogram category, Ajaya Babu lifted a total of 335 kilograms, edging out Malaysia's Muhammad Eri, who lifted 333 kilograms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.